perfect that we follow, this presentation follows Shirley and Doris Brown. It's just perfect. So why now, taking action for the future of public health nursing? One of the things that I want to do before I get into the presentation, because Shirley and Doris actually gave you a lot of the content of this presentation as well, is to acknowledge my colleagues from Rush University, Doctors Susan Swider and Pam Levin. They're both here. And I don't know that I've had the opportunity to thank them for the collaboration that we have experienced over the past 2 or 3 years. And I know it dates further back than that. And I know that we have other collaborators across the country, but it's been a real pleasure and joy to have the opportunity to work with these two leaders in nursing. I have no personal or financial disclosures. We want to thank also the Division of Nursing, the HRSA grant. Sue and Pam have been funded for a number of years by HRSA, and the seed for the work that we did in this project really emerged out of that HRSA grant and out of that funding, and much of the support emerged out of that. I was able to bring along some funds as a current Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Executive Nurse Fellow. The way I wanted to approach this was to talk heavily and with emphasis on the background and the context, which I think Doris and Shirley have laid out beautifully. And then to give you a little bit more information about the invitational conference that we had held last year at APHA to talk about strategies for the future of public health nursing. And then to talk about the prioritization process that the Quad Council constituent agencies went through, and ultimately to tell you a little bit about sort of the three major action areas and some of the statements and potential proposals that were made at the Quad Council event on Sunday evening. This is a slide which is opportunities and challenges, and I think, again, Doris and Shirley have laid this out fairly well, and they've addressed all of these items in the positive column. Even new models of care delivery and building the culture of health through the RWJ. So all of these things are influencing our practice today in a positive way. We have to keep these things in mind. In addition, we have to keep in mind that public health nurses are really well prepared to address critical public health risks through health promotion and disease prevention activities. We are the workers that will do that. We also have to keep in mind that public health services, all segments of the population, primarily the disadvantaged, but that's another thing that we do, that's part of our tenets, that's part of our toolkit. So that's an extremely positive thing. In terms of the negatives, as I go through looking at practice education and research, there are themes. Budget cuts, Shirley mentioned. We are a very small percent of the larger nursing workforce. We are only 2% of the nursing workforce. We were 17%, and before that, you know, higher numbers back in the late 80s and 90s, but today, 2%. There aren't a lot of us. In addition, the rates of public health nurses to population ratio have continued to decrease and diminish, more than 25% between 1980 and 2000. And then public health has shifted from primary care and personal health care to the need for population service, population-focused PHNs, and I don't know that we've kept up with that need out in the grassroots, out in the local public health agencies. So education, again, several of the same factors are operative here as we think about priorities for public health nursing education. In addition to these, in addition to the Affordable Care Act, the Campaign for Nursing, the National Prevention Strategy, the AACN-CDC Cooperative Agreement, there are more positions because of ACA in health systems that require our expertise. We have to go and seek them out, but they are there. This is a climate where there is opportunity. There's an increased global demand. We know many of our public health colleagues are working internationally and globally, so there is an increased global demand for public health-focused nursing expertise, and we have that. We have that to give. Public health nurses understand social determinants of health. Everyone is discovering the social determinants of health, and public health nurses clearly understand social determinants of health. On the negative side, I think the APRN consensus model was one of the biggest hits against sort of our specialty, in that we were no longer called advanced practice, and it kind of set the stage for a confluence of factors striking us in ways that are difficult to rally from. It's difficult to move nursing. In 20 or 30 years, somebody's going to look back and say, what? Why? Why did they do that? And things may change. I think in addition to some of these is also the shift of ANCC from the certification examination to a portfolio, which may be viewed as a lesser credential. There are things that are happening that just put us in a position where we may be viewed by others as lesser, and we have to think about us as more, greater than, better than, with the skill set to bring to nursing and to healthcare. In terms of public health nursing research, again, these are some of the positives and negatives that carry through. There are themes that carry through. I think NINR does have themes that are consistent with public health nursing, wellness, promoting health, preventing illness. We need to go after that funding as public health nurses. There are new funding sources like the PCORI grants. I think there are opportunities for nurses in academia and in research to use PCORI and to think about ways to collaborate with practitioners and public health agencies to deliver new models of care. I heard about the Healthy America Initiative, which is supported by the Institute of Medicine and RWJ, Culture of Health, and now APHA is being brought into that. And it's actually a media campaign that is going to go on nationally to try to promote a healthy nation and healthy lifestyles. And the film, Weight of the Nation, was sort of one of the kickoff aspects of that Healthier Nation campaign. So, with Drs. Swider and Levin, we organized an invitational forum on the role of and future of public health nurses, and it was to look at a process to come to consensus among leaders, stakeholders within and outside of nursing, and we did that back in November 2013. We had invited participants. There were about 25 attendees. We had governmental funders, nursing individuals from within and outside of public health. We represented ASHNE, APHA, APHN members, formerly ASTDN members, really well. And we had facilitated group work, which I think really helped us focus in on education, practice, and research. These were the questions that guided the work of each of those groups. So trying to understand what the most important actions would be to come to the full scope of practice, using our education, the full scope of practice to improve the health of the public, and the full scope of practice to improve our evidence base. This was the approach that we used, which was quite similar to what we did at the Quad Council session. We had a reporting grid that was much like this, where we asked individuals at those tables to sort of brainstorm, to bring the creativity, the collective energy, the collective ideas, and the forward thinking, the visioning of public health nursing. Out of the forum held in 2013, there were three major priority outcomes. They're listed here, and you can see that they're themes that both Doris and Shirley have spoken about. We need new roles, we need to understand new roles, we need to think about sustainable funding for practice models, and we need leadership skills. Along with these three sort of clustered priorities were 30 different action items. And this, I know many of you have probably already seen this final report. It is available on the Quad Council website. Subsequent to that process, we went to APHN meeting, to ASHNE meeting, and then to the leadership of the public health nursing section. And the dates and information are there. I wanted to share with you that at APHN, there were 150 attendees. We formed 31 small groups, 3 to 5 individuals, and they discussed 6 randomly selected items out of the 30 and came up with 2 priorities. So APHN had one approach to looking at identifying priorities. At ASHNI, we were in a session with 82 attendees. We had 24 groups, 2 to 5 individuals in each group. Now at ASHNI, each group had all 30 items. They had 5 sheets with 6 items, and they were to identify the most important item out of those 6 from the 5 different sheets. So notice 2 different processes that were used for the priorities to emerge. And then the public health nursing section didn't have an opportunity. We didn't want to wait until now, till this meeting, to have that work done. So we went to the leadership of the public health nursing section, and they had a leadership of 33, and 36% of them, 12 individuals, responded to a survey to rate those 30 items. Now, their rating scheme included votes, so the number of votes on what items people thought were important, and then an average score, which seemed to range from 1 to 5. So we consolidated those divergent approaches to establishing priorities, but saw common themes running across all of those priorities. And these are the 3 strategic priorities that were identified then by the Quad Council. After we came up with a list and a prioritized order from the constituent members of the Quad Council, we went to the Quad Council leadership and asked them to look at the top items and to tell us which ones they thought were most important, which ones they wanted to work on. And the Quad Council identified these 3 strategic areas. And leadership, again, leadership skills was one of the most important at all levels in practice, education, and research. And then expanded funding for research, for comparative effectiveness studies, but public health relevant research. And then the 3rd was a business case for practice. And that was what we worked on at the Quad Council session on Sunday evening. So I'm going to share with you just my notes, and this is a very abbreviated, very quick look at what some of the statements were that people wrote. We had about 25 different sheets with probably 8 in leadership. That was people like that. Fewer we had in research, and then we had more in practice groups that looked at each of those areas. But in terms of leadership, one theme was to educate nurses who are in leadership positions in other specialties about public health nursing. And that was one that I saw across several pages. And to message to the discipline, to create messages about the definition of public health nursing. And I think I see Sean Knipe here in the audience. We have a definition of public health nursing that has been revisited, updated. It is the same basic definition, but the scope and the context in which it is disseminated is slightly different, and we're using that to, with a dissemination plan, to move out to the broader community. Bridge communication between organizations, so partnerships, communication, and organization, but not just within public health nursing, outside of public health nursing, within nursing organizations and within public health organizations, within funding organizations, AACN, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Institute of Medicine. Leadership boot camps and a media blitz. So the idea of media about what the value added is for public health nursing. Those were some of the ideas that emerged through the leadership groups. In terms of funding, one comment that I saw that probably captures it all is that funding for research is that everyone is 3 steps away from knowing someone with money. So in the audience, know that if you look at your network and look at the people you know, that you are connected in ways to sources of funding. We need to go to foundations. We need to get small grants. We need to get larger grants. We need to go to NIH. Update the ASHNI research priorities. Encourage expanded funding with NINR, sit at their table to frame priorities, look at how our priorities fit with other funding agencies, examine the role definition of public health versus MPH versus health educator. Those were a few that emerged in terms of the relevant research. And for the business case, hire a marketer or a visioning futurist. We need someone to help us get that marketing campaign out, and the Campaign for Action is a way to help us. There were two that were really intriguing that had steps. Define core public health nursing services. Identify the data we need to determine the cost of services. Define those costs. Determine public health nursing salaries. And then vocalize the value of public health nursing. So this work group really went through, you know, a series of steps that I think we could look at realistically, and we need to expand on that. But I think there's something there that is sort of a stepwise thought process to get us to better action items and to some outcomes. Another group, very specific, in the next 3 years, use community health CNSs to conduct primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention to be able to bill for it. So we need to find ways to bill for our services within ACA, within all the new sort of prevention opportunities that are out there, within bundled packages of health systems. Health systems are now looking more to bundling services and packages. So we need to be at those tables to find ways to do that. And to do that, they want us to have webinars, education, they want us to create wiki sites and communicate, they want us to investigate telehealth. We need to partner with nurse executive leaders from hospitals about population health. We need to define value-added PHN practice and determine public health nursing's contributions to preventable services outlined in the ACA. So I think that people did a lot of good work at the Quad Council session on Sunday night. And the way I want to end this is to say that this isn't easy. I mean, if it was easy, we wouldn't be talking about it. It's just not an easy process. And it takes the best and the brightest. And one of the outcomes of the Robert Wood Johnson Forum was, one of the recommendations was to support continuation of forum discussion to maximize effectiveness, coordination and collaboration among public health and nursing organizations. And I think that's what this process is. That's what the walk that Pam, Sue, and I have been doing is all about. That's what Doris and Shirley are talking about. So we are continuing that collaboration process. And it's not going to stop here, but it is going to get better. And I think we do have some clear directions. So thank you.